This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering stricter guidelines for its emergency authorization of a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Several news outlets are reporting on the matter. The proposed new rules would require observation of participants in late-stage clinical trials for at least 2 months after they receive a second and final dose of an experimental vaccine. The guidelines would also look for at least 5 severe cases of COVID-19 in volunteers who received a neutral version of the vaccine known as a placebo. If the new rules are adopted, an authorization of a new vaccine would come well after the November 3rd presidential election. President Donald Trump has been saying for several weeks that a coronavirus vaccine would be available either in October or right before Election Day. Russian paratroopers parachuted into Belarus on Wednesday for joint military drills, that according to the Ministry of Defense. The drills came the same day President Alexander Lukashenko was sworn in for a new term. His inauguration has been announced as illegitimate by the opposition, which has continued to call for protests against his 26-year rule. The opposition accuses him of massive vote rigging and has staged more than 6 weeks of mass protests demanding his resignation. The United States and the European Union are drawing up sanctions against officials involved in the election and a subsequent crackdown by security forces. A vehicle that could be large enough to carry an intercontinental ballistic missile has been spotted at a North Korean parade training site. Some analysts predict North Korea may unveil a new solid-fuel ICBM at an upcoming parade. This is VOA News.